She stalled as the last of the attendees filed out. As she approached, the professor had a curious expression on his face and waved her off with a halting gesture while he went back to the blackboard and erased a figure from the calculation he had written. With his fist attached to his chin, he turned back to face her.
5 o'clock shadow, and it's only 4:30 p.m.
Nice. So sorry for my apparent rudeness, but something occurred to me as I saw you approach. What can I help you with? Do I know you? He asked, extending his hand with chalky fingertips. Ernestine stretched out her hand to meet his and introduced herself, hoping to defray the memory of a previous encounter she had with him last semester. Still, if he did recall the exchange, she hoped it was a rather fond memory with few actual details.
I would like to apply for the position of assistant you advertised. The blue flyers are everywhere, she said as she handed him the one she had scoffed before class. I sent a text, but thought I would come in person.
He smiled and got a curious look in his eyes again. One eyebrow raised while the other remained passive.
I apologize. I'm quite distracted. Are you a student here?
Yes, Professor. I graduated class of 15. Currently, I'm a grad student working toward an MA in history, she added.
Then she pointed to the lone seat with an extended armrest laden with books and other paraphernalia and hoped that would dispel the need for words she was having a hard time forming. He held up a finger and turned back to the blackboard and fumbled in his pocket.